see what he's doing. Let's take some more calls. Let's go to Charles in Los Angeles. You're up with us. Hey, Charles, welcome.
Well, thank you very much. First-time caller from Southern California. It's been a fascinating show.
Thank you.
Especially the last hour. Two things I'd like to bring up, and then I'll take my response off the air. While we're waiting for these wonderful ideas to get properly capitalized, which is a big challenge, I got an interesting idea about beating swords into plowshares. How about we take our naval fleet and instead of their operations out to war, like in Libya and the Middle East right now, we take them and plug them into the grid. Because every one of these submarines and aircraft carriers have sophisticated nuclear reactors. And on the island of Kauai, Hurricane Iniki, this was used to temporarily give power to that island as it was ravaged by the hurricane. And to give an example, the aircraft carrier Ronald Reagan produces 1.3 gigawatts of power. The island of Oahu demand is 1.24 gigawatts. So that means one aircraft carrier could actually power Oahu 24/7. I say let's bring our naval fleet back and plug them into the grid from Washington, Oregon, California, and wrap it around the United States, instantly reducing our electrical demand, saving all of us middle-class people on our electric bill. And even the decommissioned submarines, those nuclear reactors are still good. And lastly, a good guest who is not getting any attention, a woman who has a BS, an MS, and a PhD, and different types of scientists, her book finally has been released called Where Did the Towers Go? Dr. Judy Woods, because what possibly might have happened to the Twin Towers is a use of Nikola Tesla's free energy type energy, but used in a very negative way. And if this is true, that the technology that has been kept from humanity by the powers to be, that David Icke was kind of talking about earlier, and we take that and use it positively, then we will not need oil, coal, or any of these old GE nuclear plants. And George, if you could seek this woman, Dr. Judy Woods, that would be one heck of an interview.
Judy
I'll
Woods.
take my response off the air. Thank you, folks, very much. I love this show tonight.
Okay. Let's react to using our naval fleet for power. The problem is if you ever need to take them for defense purposes, you got to yank them out. And then down goes those towns, those cities that you were powering up. Novel idea, though, Sterling.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's an interesting concept, and I think that would be a good use of our Navy, because right now we're using it for empire building, and that's obviously way out of order and needs to change. But even better yet, let's come up with technologies that are distributed so that you don't have to rely on a central grid. Now you can have a device that powers your home. And he's saying, well, you know, while we're waiting for these things to come out, there's not going to be much of a wait, because if we open source this technology I was just talking about in the Philippines, we could be having plans and kits available in weeks, not months.
Okay, and we're going to track down Dr. Judy Woods. We'll see what that story's all about. That's what we've got our producers for. Thank you, Charles, for that. We'll be back with more of your phone calls in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM.